Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. They had to call the Rossville police to find little Julie Martin when she disappeared yesterday, and the police found her hiding in the broom closet in the pantry. When a frantic Penny Gibbs asked the child why she'd been hiding when she knew people were looking for her, Julie said,
"I want my mommy, Aunt Penny. I want my mommy."
It's the next morning now, and Penny is at the church talking to the Reverend Dr. Wesley Judson. Penny says,
"Dr. Judson, I know that my job here is to help you with the problems of others, but something's come up at the house that I just have to talk over with you."
Well, Miss Gibbs, to quote from Matthew 7, verse 3, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye?" What seems to be the trouble?
It's little Julie Martin. I don't think you've met her.
No, I don't think I have.
Well, she's the daughter of a friend of mine. She's not quite six. I mean Julie, not my friend.
I gathered as much.
Oh, it's silly. I mean, I didn't think I had to explain it. Anyhow, Julie's staying with us, has been for several months.
Well, where's her mother?
I don't know. When she left, she said she was coming back for Julie in a few days, but I haven't heard from her since.
That's odd. Not even a word?
No, not a word.
That's strange. It sounds as if your friend had deserted her child.
I suppose it appears that way on the surface, but when Peg left, I believe she had every intention of coming back for Julie. Something must have happened.
Yes, I think that's obvious. But somehow, some way, she should have sent word to you.
Peg was in a very unhappy mental state when she left Dr. Judson, upset about a lot of things. They aren't important to this particular case.
Well, what is this particular case?
That Julie is beginning to show signs that she needs her mother desperately.
Well, what about the girl's father? Can't he find his wife?
Julie's father's dead.
Oh, I see.
It's more than that, Dr. Judson. Julie never knew her father. He left Peg shortly after she was born.
So all the poor child is known as a mother. And now the mother is lost to her, too. When did you discover this loss was having all these ill effects on the little girl?
Yesterday. She was playing in the yard just before lunch.
Uh-huh.
When we went out to call her, she wasn't there. Her dolls were there, though she'd been playing with them in a moment or two ago, but Johnny Keith and I phoned all over the neighborhood, and Freddie Lang drove down one street after another. We couldn't find her anywhere, so finally we called the police.
But she was found, of course.
Oh, yes. But you'll never guess where.
Where?
Hiding in the broom closet in the pantry.
Where she could hear you calling her?
She heard us calling her, and she knew we were frantic because of her, but she stayed in the closet for almost 2 hours.
That's very strange. Unless she's a contrary child.
Oh, no, she isn't. She's never done anything like that before. She's always minded us. Dr. Judson, her reason for hiding was pathetic.
No.
She did it because she misses her mother.
Yes, I guessed as much. It makes you wonder what to do, doesn't it?
I have no idea what to do. I thought I could find Peg. I'd try, but I know I can't. Dr. Judson, I'd like to see Julie happy, but I'm afraid she'll be hiding in dark closets all the time.
Yes, it does seem hopeless since you can't find your friend. Because this little girl won't be completely happy until she's with her mother again. How much do you know about children, Miss Gibbs?
Not too much.
Well, I can't set myself up as an authority on children either. But I do know enough about little people to guess some of their ills and recommend a cure. Children are like adults, Miss Gibbs. Just smaller versions, that's all. Their thoughts can go surprisingly deep sometimes, especially when they're alone. And I imagine little Julie has been alone most of her life.
Yes, she has. There aren't any children her age in our neighborhood. She does play by herself most of the time.
Yeah. Her mother, then, has been her most constant companion.
No, she hasn't.
Well, that's surprising. She hid in that closet because of her feelings for her mother.
Oh, yes, that's true. But from the time Julie was 6 months old, her mother had to work, and Julie lived with her grandmother in New York.
Oh, the child has a grandmother.
Well, she doesn't seem to miss her grandmother, Dr. Judson. It's her mother she keeps asking
well,
for.
Well, this attachment between mother and daughter is instinctive and automatic, Miss Gibbs. But if the mother can't be found, well, there's only one thing to do.
Try and make her forget her mother, I suppose.
That'd be wrong, if not impossible. No, the next best thing is to return the child to her grandmother. After all, she's been a mother to her all these years.
Yes, but I'm afraid that won't solve the problem or make her any happier. Look, Dr. Judson, we're also attached to her here. She's actually become part of the family.
Duty must always supersede sentiment, Miss Gibbs. And your duty to this child is not to take her in as one of your own, but to return her to her rightful family. And since her mother can't be found, she should be returned to the care and love of her grandmother. Oh, I know it isn't what you want to do, but it's what you have to do.
Of course, I'm not surprised to hear you say this. It's kind of what I expected. But suppose she doesn't want to go to her grandmother.
Well, you'll have to make her see that it's best for her. And best for everyone. If the child is intelligent, and I have no doubt she is, she'll be easy to reason with. No trouble to convince.
Yes, I'm sure she'll do whatever I tell her, but I hate going to her and asking her to go.
You must set aside your own personal feelings in matters such as this, Miss Gibbs. I know it's not easy to give up a lovable child. And perhaps the girl will object to being returned to her grandmother's, as you say. But believe me, you'll be doing the right thing. The thing that is your duty. By returning this unhappy child to her family.
Aunt Nora! Aunt Nora!
Oh, yes, Julie?
Aunt Nora, where's Aunt Penny?
Why, honey?
Where's Aunt Penny?
I can't hear you, Julie. Just a minute.
Oh, there, that's finished.
Now, what did you ask me, Julie?
Where's Aunt Penny?
Oh, she went over to the church to see Dr. Judson.
Will she be home soon?
I think so.
I wanted to come home soon. I wanted to play castle with me.
Well, I'm sure she will, Julie.
Could I help you clean the rug, Aunt Nora?
Oh, I'm all finished with the vacuum cleaner, Julie, dear. In fact, I'm all through cleaning the house this morning.
But I want to help.
Well, I'll be doing something in the kitchen if you can help me. I'll call you as soon as I need some.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Nora.
Oh, I'm home.
Oh, Aunt Penny. Will you play castle with me, will you?
Hello, Julie.
Will you play castle, will you? I've been waiting for you all morning. Will you?
Oh, in a little while, Julie. Why don't you start and I'll join you in a bit.
Well, that's playing by my old self, and I'm tired of playing by my old self.
Well, darling,
Please, Aunt Penny, will you?
Oh, Julie. Look, honey, come over here and sit down beside me. I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Please don't scold me for yesterday, Aunt Penny. I'll never hide in the closet again. Honest, I won't. Ever again.
I'm not going to scold you, darling. And I know you won't do it again. Come on, Julie. Sit down. I want to ask you something.
All right. Then can we play castle, can we?
Yes, if you like. Julie, you'd like to see your mother, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, Aunt Penny. Is she coming to get me?
No, darling. I wish you were, but we can't find her.
You will find her, won't you? Won't you, Aunt Penny?
Oh, I wish I could promise that, Julie, but I can't. It may be a long time before we see her again.
I'll wait.
Julie, I can't ask you to wait. It isn't fair to you.
But I'd like to wait, Aunt Penny. I like it here. It's fun. I like the yard and everything. And Uncle Freddy says he'll take me to the farm to see the pigs and chickens and everything lots of times.
Yes, but, darling, don't you think... Maybe it might be better if you waited for your mother at your grandmother's.
Grandma's?
I think that'd be the best place to wait for her. We'll take you to your grandmother's tomorrow.
Do I have to go, Aunt Penny?
I think it's best, darling. You will go like a nice little girl, won't you, Julie?
Yes, Aunt Penny.
That's the good girl. All right, now you go out and play castle, and I'll join you in a few minutes. I'd like to see Nora about a few things.
Oh, Mrs. Miskin, I think it's just awful to have to give up Julie.
I don't like to see her go either, Nora, but Dr. Justin's right. It's our duty to give Julie back to her family.
Yeah.
And since we can't find Peg, the next best thing is to take her back to the grandmother.
Oh, the house is going to seem so empty without her.
Yeah. Well, we have Valerie. Mm. Pretty soon she'll be running around and chattering. We'll probably have our hands full enough with just one child in the house.
Oh, I wouldn't care if we had a dozen here. Oh, crickets have almost burned the potato patties. Oh. Have you spoken to Julie yet?
Yes, I just told her.
What did she say?
Nothing. I think there was a funny little look on her face for a minute, but then it disappeared and she just looked up and said, all right.
Miss Gibbs, she wasn't happy with her grandmother.
Dr. Judson that, Nora, but he said that Julie doesn't belong to us. And she's unhappy here without her mother.
But how will she be any happier with her grandmother if she doesn't have her mother?
She will be, I'm sure. At least she knows her grandmother's her own family, and that makes a difference.
Oh, yes, I suppose it does, but... Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, if there were just some way we could...
Aunt Penny!
Yes, Julie.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, she's crying.
Oh, Julie, darling, what's the matter?
Aunt Penny, please don't send me back to Grandma. Please don't send me back.
Oh, Julie.
Julie, you mustn't cry. Your grandmother's going to be awfully happy to see you.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Don't make me, Aunt Penny. Aunt Nora, don't let her make me go.
Oh, darling, you'll be happy with your grandmother.
No. No, I won't.
Yes, you will, Julie. And Cricket, you'll see all your little friends.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to go to Grandma's. I want to stay here. Please, Aunt Penny, let me stay here. I want to. I want to, honest, I do.
How will Penny Gibbs be able to take the Reverend Dr. Judson's sound advice and still make little Julie Martin happy? Will she take the child to her grandmother's or find some other equally just solution? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.